Is peace a manifestation of something that happens inside a human being? Or is peace something on the outside only? And this is where we have to slow down. Because the definitions are abundant. But what is peace? Where does the desire for peace come from? Was it somebody sat down one day at their dining room table and said, good idea to have peace in this world? Or is peace innate? And the desire of peace innate to every single human being on the face of this earth? This question, in my opinion, is the pivotal question.
Prem Rawat, widely known by the honorary title Miraji, has dedicated his life to spreading a simple message that each person has a source of peace and fulfillment inside themselves. At the age of 3, he began inspiring audiences in India. And at the age of 8, he took on the commitment of bringing to the world a message of peace and offering a practical way to attain it. His message is from the heart. He speaks about the possibility for each person to find peace within, regardless of circumstances. From large cities to remote villages, millions of people around the world come to him for inspiration and guidance. Today, he continues to travel the world, bringing his message to new audiences and inspiring those already familiar with his message of peace. If you are looking for fulfillment and peace, he says, the solution lies within. If that is what you want, I can help.
The desire for peace is innate, is fundamental to every human being. Like food, like this breath, like sleep, like thirst, like water. If it is fundamental, i.e., without it, we cannot be. Without it, everything is out of balance. If you take a person and you put them in the most beautiful room, incredible sofa, incredible wallpaper, incredible view, but no air, will they enjoy that room? Or will they bang against the wall, against the door to let them out? You cannot explain to this person, look, air is a small part. You have the wallpaper, you have the room, you have the sofa, you have a television. You know, relax, enjoy yourself. I mean, what do you care if there's air in there or not? I mean, you can't see it. You see, when something fundamental is needed, explanations alone are not sufficient.
I had a successful restaurant, I was married with a family and drove a nice car, and from the outside everything, you know, looked rosy, but my heart was restless.
I had lots of questions. I wanted to understand the universe and life and all that sort of thing, but it was just a generalized feeling of not knowing enough or not understanding enough.
I've made little times in my life where I go, oh, once I get this and this, then everything's going to be sweet, and then you get that and it's like, oh, okay, well, now maybe if I get this.
I was enjoying my life, but in a way that was very, very fragile.
I thought there's something else that I'm missing. I've studied now, done the exams, but I'm looking for something else that has more meaning to my life.
Who are we? What are we? Are we the sum of all of this technology that exists in this world? All the tall buildings, all the roads, all the airplanes, all the cell phones, all the cameras, all the satellites up in space, is that who we are? The builders of massive ships, bigger and bigger and bigger. Titanic. When a little nail, a tiny little nail, gets stuck in your foot and it hurts, explaining to somebody, look, why are you bothered with a little nail? Look, as human beings, we have created this huge ship, and it's much, much bigger than your little nail. Look at this airplane. It's huge, two stories. This nail is so tiny. How can this nail be bothering you? After all, you are the maker, the creator of this, of all this. You see, explanations don't work. All he cares about, that person with the little nail in his foot, is get it out. Because it is something that this person is feeling. It's pain. It's not about explanations. It's about the pain. The reason why I give this analogy is peace is the same way. A human being without peace is not complete. The desire for peace, you were never taught, as you were never taught to cry. Did anybody give you lessons on how to cry? No. The baby knows how to cry. The baby knows how to laugh. A baby knows how to be. These are innate. These are fundamental things nobody has to teach. Desire for peace is also fundamental. Because this is who we are. This is who we are. This is our foundation. Our need from our heart every day pushing us to find, to be content, to find that missing piece of puzzle. So I ask you, who are you? Who are you? You came. You came, and it was an incredible miracle. I know, I use the word miracle. Because today people think miracle is if milk comes from the ceiling. Miracle. That's not a miracle. Because see, that's relative. If it is in your neighbor's house that the milk comes from the ceiling, it's a miracle. But if it is your bedroom that is leaking milk, this is inconvenient. What is a miracle? I'll tell you what a miracle is. You are a miracle. And that's not only one miracle. The fact that you're alive is a miracle. Do you know that? Do you even understand that? And that this breath comes into you every day, that's a miracle. And that you exist is a miracle. And you feel, it's a miracle. And you can know, that's a miracle. And you can understand, that's a miracle. Have I stepped my boundary redefining miracles for you? I'm sorry, I'm not here to redefine things. I'm here to stir up enough things in you so you will have the courage to look at things the way they really are. That's all.
I wanted my life to feel better than it had been feeling. And I went and saw him speak in Los Angeles, and for the first time in my 26 years of life, I heard something that I'd never heard before. And it was like a light bulb went off, like, oh.
I remember sitting there watching Raji on stage and just feeling for the first time in ages a feeling of feeling just free, you know? And I remember listening to him and not completely understanding everything he was talking about, but just there was such a trust there. And I felt it wasn't an issue at all. I thought, yeah, I just want to keep on listening.
I loved what he had to say, and it made sense, and it was very free, but at the same time, he felt there was a direction to it. You know, it took you in a direction.
Reality is beautiful. Because in that reality, in the heart of every single human being, and I mean every single human being, dances the desire to be in peace. Not your definition of peace, but the real peace. The peace that is within you. If we want social peace, then the first thing that'll have to happen is that cause that is causing the turmoil. Where does the turmoil come from? Who fights? People fight. That's where the turmoil comes from. And if that turmoil has to be taken away, first it has to be taken away in people. People like you and I. Then and only then can one begin to imagine the possibility, the reality of the sweet, sweet peace. You see, there are people in this world, they're trying to bring peace. Remember, I like to stir things up enough so you will look at it yourself. Excuse me, peace does not need to be brought from anywhere. You know why? Because peace exists inside of you, always has, until you are alive, always will. Look, the peace I am talking about is the peace that a soldier can experience in the middle of a battlefield. Surprise. The peace I am talking about is a peace that a prisoner can experience in the middle of a prison. These are not empty words. These are not high dreams. These are realities. People have heard my message in prisons and are touched by them. It makes a profound difference in their life. I'm not here to judge, but I'm here so that my message can cause you to think about the possibility of you. The possibility that you exist, the possibility that peace exists inside of you. The condition of the world is basically akin to four people trying to drive a car. None of the four people actually knows how to drive a car. And they're reading the different parts of the manual, going, "You see this stick? I will go like this to it." And the other one is saying, "Okay, I know. I have read that if we want to go left, we will go like this, and we want to go right, we will go like this." Then there is another one down below going, "Okay, I figured it out. If I push this, the car will go forward. If I push this, the car will stop." Genius. And they are all proud of themselves because they have just figured out how to drive a car. Four people. Problem is, how does this person down there know when to go, when to stop? He doesn't. He can't see. Does it sound funny, confusing, or weird? It's not. Look at the situation of the world today. How much money is spent developing arms so that they can destroy efficiently? Efficiently, with deadly accuracy, destroy what? Human beings. How much money is spent for peace? Just here, there. Mostly the money spent on peace is awards. I give you the Peace Award. So, when I bring a message of peace to people, people are extremely skeptical. It's not possible. One time, this is exactly what happened. I was arriving from Canada. I came to America. The customs officer said, "Where were you?" I said, "I was in Canada." He said, "What were you doing in Canada?" I said, "I was talking about peace." He said, "What?" He said, "I said, peace is possible." He goes, "No, it's not." He said, with all the greed in this world, all the anger in this world, peace is not possible. If peace is not possible, we have nothing to be proud of in whatever we have accomplished. Because if we have not accomplished peace, then we will have a fundamental problem. We will not understand what the meaning of life is, what it means to be alive. On one hand, we feed the generations, and on the other hand, we prepare to kill them. It's a very strange dichotomy to be caught in. You know, I can live without my cell phone. And I can live without my computer. But I cannot live without feeling peace in my life. I ask you, is that your resolve too? Have you felt that need? I cannot create a need for anyone. Have you felt that need? Do you understand what your calling from within has been? A lot of people call it, I have been looking for something all my life. I don't know what it is, but I have been looking for it all my life. I don't want to play games, but could it be peace? Could it be contentment? When Socrates said, know thyself, what was Socrates talking about? Now it has become a point of discussion and debate in universities. Know thyself, because you are the source of what you are looking for. Do I have a vision for peace? No, I have something more. And very humbly, I say to you, very humbly, that what you're looking for is within you. That peace for you as a human being is entirely possible on the face of this earth. It is entirely possible. Not impossible, very, very possible. Turn within, and you will feel it.
Every time I hear him, I can't believe that he can still completely challenge me and bring out new things and say new things. I don't mean that it's new ideas, but say things in a new way that makes you really stop and think and evaluate your life over and over again, you know?
Miraji taught me about gratitude without me even knowing it. When I would watch a DVD, I was so thankful. You know, it was an automatic response. Thank you, thank you. And now I'm thankful for everything. You know, to remind me of every breath, this life is so precious. And it's something I took for granted. I was living as if I was going to live forever. Now I realize, you know, that's not the case. So make every day count, make every moment count, you know.
I just think it's the most incredible thing that's happened in my life. And it brings me back to how I felt when I was a little baby or when I was a little child, you know, in my mum's arms kind of thing. You know, I mean, just feeling that love and that security and that just knowing that everything will be just fine. And that's what Miraji brings to me, really, as an adult now and with all my responsibilities. Sometimes, well, quite often I get into other things and it's like, and for me, Miraji is just that thing that kind of just makes everything fine and everything's just perfect.
That's my message. A lot of people might say, well, you didn't give me a solution. I did. Look within. The question becomes, how? How do I look within? Start with appreciating every day of your life. You know, there is only one thing that can stop the onslaught of unconsciousness. And that is a little bit of consciousness. Nothing else. Nothing else. Live this life with a little bit of consciousness. Be aware of your existence, because all too soon you won't have it. And then you will say how life is precious, as you know that the chapter of your life comes closer to the end. That's not wisdom. That's not wisdom. Wisdom is to have taken full advantage of that great realization whilst you were alive. That's wisdom.
In spite of ever-growing audiences, Prem Rawat's message is directed to each individual who comes to hear him. For those who wish to make peace a reality in their lives, he offers inspiration and guidance. And his promise remains as personal and practical as ever.
I offer the possibility of knowing. Knowing you! So that you can be as happy as you can be.